Podcast episode number 13 from trainfortopdollar.com. Welcome to the Train for Top Dollar podcast. This is your host, Ben Greenfield, and each week I'll be covering crucial strategies to help you make money as a fitness professional. Each episode presents cutting-edge tips and tricks for the modern trainer, as well as interviews with leading experts in fitness. So whether you're a coach, gym owner, private studio trainer, nutrition consultant, or just trying to break into the field, this podcast will teach you how to maximize your income as a fitness professional and train for top dollar. Hey, podcast listeners, this is Ben Greenfield. And if you remember from our last podcast interview with Phil Kaplan, he talked quite a bit about the emerging importance of wellness and the fact that people are going to be more focused on that aspect of their fitness and their health going forward into 2009. Well, wellness coaching is something that exists out there as a profession. And on the other line, I have Margaret Moore, and Margaret is the founder and the CEO of Well Coaches Corporation. Welcome to the podcast, Margaret.
Thank you, Ben. Great to be here.
And, well, should I call you Margaret or Meg? Because I see that you go by Coach Meg on your
right.
Website.
Right. Well, I have two personas. Margaret is the entrepreneur and business builder, and Coach Meg is my coaching persona. I found that, you know, us MBA types tend to sound a little serious, and I wasn't really allowing my full coach personality to come out as Margaret. So Coach Meg is the coach, and Margaret is the businesswoman.
All right, so I've got multiple identities on the other line, but I guess we're going with Margaret today, Margaret the professional. Margaret, tell me a little bit about yourself and what you do with Well Coaches.
Well, thank you, Ben. It's one of my favorite topics, of course. I in fact, grew up in the biotechnology industry. You know, I worked in the biotech arena for 17 years, so I worked for large pharmaceutical companies, gradually became an entrepreneur, and launched a company in the cancer field. And so I was very steeped in treating disease and all the, you know, possibilities for new medicines. I did feel as though we were missing the boat around preventing disease, and I think that message has never been more important than today, because you may know that the $2 trillion financial crisis that we're in now took some 15 years to develop. However, the healthcare financial crisis, based on preventable diseases in the next 100 to 20 years, is going to bankrupt this economy. We're looking at a $2 trillion piece of our economy today doubling, so another $2 trillion a year in 8 years. So that's a $2 trillion a year challenge. And I think people are really not in touch with this, and I think that we need to get the message out that we are individually and collectively responsible to save our country, and we should not be asking for a bailout, which means we've got to take charge of our health and well-being. And certainly our fitness may be the foundation of that, but there's much more to wellness than just that. So I really set out Build Well Coach to build a new competency as the wellness coach, somebody who would be trained and skilled at helping people thrive as well as prevent disease.
Well, Meg, I know that some people like to listen to this interview and find out information as they're listening. For Well Coaches, that's just wellcoaches.com, correct?
Yes, it's Well Coaches Corporation. We're at wellcoaches.com. We're best known at this point as a coach training school. We train more than 1,000 coaches a year. We sought a partnership with the American College of Sports Medicine 6 years ago. They are a shareholder in Well Coaches. They have helped us build the standards for coach certifications in health and wellness, Really, we had the first industry first coach certifications. They have endorsed our programs. William Wilkins is publishing our coaching manual, which will be the first coaching textbook in the health and fitness field to come out in March. And so we've been very busy really building the curriculum and the standard for the professional wellness coach.
So what exactly is wellness coaching?
Well, wellness coaching, and you might want to refer your listeners to our new YouTube video that we hope captures with an animation like a cartoon that the essence of coaching. But wellness coaching is a partnership that is built around helping people create a wellness plan, so a vision for their wellness, and then an action plan. We like to work in three-month time horizons, so setting goals, where do I want to be in 3 months as a stepping stone between the here and my bigger vision that is drawing me closer, and then, of course, the weekly steps. And the scope of the conversation is really all aspects of wellness. So, you know, all the things that don't get talked about in a personal training session, because if you're in a personal training session, you're exercising and ideally focused mindfully on that. And that doesn't really leave much space to really get at all the other things. So whether it's stress or overwhelm, whether it's eating, whether it's strategies to manage one's weight, find more meaning in life. You know, it's interesting that out of the positive psychology world, we now know that people who are satisfied with their lives are more likely to engage in healthy behaviors. And so we need to talk about various aspects of life satisfaction. We need to talk about building a positive mindset. And then, of course, the fitness piece. So wellness is really a complex mix of things, and they all interact. And so it's pretty hard to help a non-exerciser who's not very confident about sustaining exercise to get there without dealing with a lot of other things that are going on in their lives. So in a coaching program, the discussion is the session. So it can be by phone or face-to-face, and it really is a workout for our brains, because we ask our clients to work hard in terms of thinking things through, moving from kind of psychic chaos to psychic order. And a coaching session, like a workout, has a warm-up, a workout, and a cool-down. And warm-up is usually when we're really unpacking all the great stuff that happened since the last session and really making sure that we draw out the good stuff as well as the challenges. Then the workout of the session is usually dealing with an issue of the day, whatever that happens to be, and then the cool down is setting goals for the next week. And sessions generally last, the first planning session can go 90 minutes, but the sessions after that are usually 30 to 45 minutes, depending on the client, and can be as often as they need, maybe a couple times a month, maybe once a month, at least once a year. So they don't necessarily, unless someone is in an intense process of change, need to be weekly. There are also trainers who are combining coaching sessions with training, so that's another model too.
Now, when you say combining coaching sessions with training, do you mean that when someone comes to a wellness coach, they're getting personal training and then wellness coaching at a different time, or it's all done right there in the same session?
They are done at separate sessions.
Okay.
So because you really can't have a coaching workout at the same time as a fitness workout. You can touch on things, but you really client needs to be fully present and really thinking hard about their lifestyles and where they're going and what's happening. And so generally, if a training and coaching package would start with a coaching session, perhaps an hour-long session to build the vision around where the client wants to go. So that way, a coach / trainer has a much better sense of all of the issues that are going on. This is not an intake session. This is not a prodding and poking session. This is a meaningful, deep conversation. And I've got some recordings if you want to share them with your listeners to see what goes on in these sessions. And then out of that, the decision comes as to what's the right mix of training and coaching. And sometimes it's best to start with training sessions And sometimes it's better to start with coaching sessions. It's entirely personal. Sometimes people need to get moving before they're really ready to deal with all the other issues in their lives. Sometimes they need to deal with the other issues in their lives before they're ready to go beyond, you know, starting to walk or, you know, fairly minimal exercise. Because personal training is a fairly intensive approach, largely to strength training, because most people do their cardio workouts on their own. And sometimes, if, you know, a non-exerciser may be better to start out by doing modest cardio exercise and getting to strength training later, and that's where the coaching sessions might come in earlier. So it very much depends on the client's needs and wants and makes sense for where we start.
Yeah, it sounds like it's pretty dynamic and flexible. And to give the listener a better idea of the type of thing that takes place when you're wellness coaching and the type of topics that are covered, how would you actually define wellness?
Well, the dictionary defines wellness and well-being very similarly as optimal health, physical and mental health. And so it goes beyond the physical health piece. And I'm sure all of our listeners would agree that what goes on in people's minds is probably more important than what they do. You know, it's all that actually help us make change and do the behaviors. And so we have to help people really build the right mindset around moving forward. And some of the things that go into that might be, do you want me to explore a few to give you a sense?
Yeah, I think so.
What they might be? So one to start with is, what's interesting, we draw on positive psychology a great deal. And there is a new textbook of character strengths and virtues, which is really the antidote to the manual of mental health disorders. So it's what's right with people. And there are 24 character strengths, and one of them is called self-control, which I think is a good way to describe people's attitude towards taking care of their health and finances. And the survey, if you do the survey at AuthenticHappiness.com, you come away with your top 5 character strengths. And now hundreds of thousands of Americans have done this survey. And what's interesting is that the top strength across all Americans is kindness, which is good news. However, bad news is that number 24 on average is self-control. And what that means is that at a fairly deep level, people don't completely value their health as a precious asset. And so a big part of the mindset is helping people really connect the dots between being well and being their best in their lives. You know, their work, their relationships, all the things that matter to them. And so one of the first things we need to do in helping people build a new mindset is to build a much more compelling and personal sense of why wellness matters to me. And that's where, to quote one of my favorite motivational interviewing trainers, we need to get out of sales and get into fishing. Mm-hmm. We need to stop selling the benefits of exercise, and we need to have people really tell us, you know, I mean, a question I like to ask, you know, why would you want to get fit? Do you realize how much work it is? You know, mm-hmm. week in, week out, it's hard to get there. It's hard to sustain it. You hurt yourself. When you get older, you hurt yourself more. What on earth would drive you to want to do this? And people really have to find a fighting spirit around it, because, you know, it's one thing for those of us who are, you know, in love with fitness and, you know, just can't imagine a life without it. That's not the norm. Mm-hmm. Most people don't value it. And so one of the first things that we have to do is help people really find the deeper meaning about being well, the sort of thing that will get them out of bed when it's a cold February morning, at least in the Northeast where I am. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, if they're feeling stressed, to eat better. You know, all those things, if you are real clear on why you want something and you want it badly, you're much more likely to make better choices. So that's one of the things that we have to help people do in their thinking. Another one is that we tend to have a black and white approach. You know, I need to do it all today. So people set New Year's resolutions. They decide they're going to change. They haven't. I just talked to somebody who I work with recently who went from sedentary to working out 4 days a week, and the next thing she was ill, and people often do that. They jump into the, you know, where they want to be in months from now, and they start there, and of course it's too far, and they get discouraged. And so we have to help people realize that they can have a big vision and they need a big vision, but it's so important just to take small steps at a time. Because if you don't, then you get, you know, you fail, and then your confidence goes down. And so that's all part of the package of helping people build confidence in their ability to sustain regular exercise. And so, which we call self-efficacy, so the term that psychologists use. And, you know, I've said to trainers, you know, if they're having an intake session and their client's confidence rating around sustaining regular exercise and a fit lifestyle, if it's a 2 out of 10, you know, if anything less than a 6, then you really need to put down your calipers and start talking. Because knowing their body fat, knowing their stretch test, knowing how many steps they can do in a minute, all of those things are irrelevant if they don't believe they can exercise regularly. And so that requires, if you've seen our model for change called Mount Lasting Change, there are many building blocks that go into building confidence. And those require, it doesn't need to be hours of conversation, but significant focused conversation around how are you going to build confidence in your ability to exercise regularly. So that kind of gives you a flavor of some of the things we help people do with their mindsets.
Yeah, that helps clear things up quite a bit. And for the personal trainer who's listening to this interview, who's thinking, man, this sounds like the right paradigm shift in terms of the way I should be thinking about my client, what's the next step for them? I mean, how does the personal trainer working out of the gym take that next step to becoming a wellness coach or to learning what it would take to offer this to their client?
Yes, great. Well, there are many, many different roads to becoming a certified coach, and there are really 2 different paths to choose. The one that's been most established, which is not what Well Coaches does, although we are building a program in this field, is to go and complete a comprehensive life coach training certification, which is typically a year or two in length and usually $3,000, $4,000, $5,000. So it's a major investment, and it lays the ground for coaching in most areas. I mean, I would argue that it's best if you stay close to the particular knowledge and expertise that you have. So that's one road. And then the other path is to focus on a coach training curriculum that is designed for health and fitness people, and that's what Well Coaches is. So our wellness coach training program, 3-month program, and then the certification follows. So it's a much more intense, and we put a lot more effort into linking our curriculum to established theories and theoretical frameworks, because one of our ambitions is ultimately to integrate the professional wellness coach with the physician, and that means that we have to pay more attention to the theoretical basis for what we do. So those are kind of the 2 major options. I think the main thing to say is that you really can't tiptoe into this. You have to allow yourself months to really make the shift into becoming a coach. It does take a while, because you have to take your expert hat off and really coordinate very different conversations than you do as a trainer. If you're already a great listener and the kind of go-to person that when people have problems, you've got a good head start. If you really need to be the expert and tell people what to do, it's going to take a little longer. And then it's good to allow a couple of years to really grow into your coaching shoes. And so many trainers, you know, complete coach training and certification programs, and then they start coaching on the side, and it typically takes 2-3 years to kind of evolve into a coach. And then, of course, you offer the combination packages that I mentioned. And it's worth doing. You know, we're putting out a survey now to our trainers and coaches. It's informal, so it's not an official research study. But we've asked the question, you know, how would you compare the impact of your training sessions in terms of your client sustaining regular exercise with what you accomplish as a coach? And it looks though the success rate is probably about double. So if today 1 in 5 of your clients sustain regular exercise after they complete a training program, you might get that to 2 in 5. If you're at 3 in 5, you might get to, if you're at like 50%, then you might get to 75% if you're at 4. So that's kind of the rule of thumb I see right now, is that you can look forward to your clients, your success rate of your clients being significantly higher than it is now.
Yeah, and results sell. That's something that I talked about in my book, was how a personal trainer should not just focus on fitness. They should also make sure that they talk to their client about nutrition, because the efficacy of training increases by a very significant extent when someone is both eating and exercising properly, and when they get results, they go out and they tell their friends, and that helps your business. And what you're talking about takes this to the next level. We're not just talking about fitness, about nutrition. Like you said, creating some of that psychic energy and going after lifestyle, stress, and a lot of the things that I think personal trainers don't think about enough.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you know, the reason that people don't exercise is not that they don't know how, you know, because everybody can put a pair of running shoes on and go for a walk or get on a bike. You know, it's much more complex than that. And the conversations that really get underneath those issues take a skill set that is valuable. Now, that's not to say that everybody needs coaching. I mean, I think that for many people, the training program may be enough. And, I mean, for instance, for myself, you know, I like to work with coaches, but not on my fitness and wellness, but I love my trainer. And he's done amazing things for me. And so I really appreciate the value of training as a standalone. But if you've got clients with, you know, the whole point of coaching is to get people to lasting change. That's the missing piece, because weight loss programs, you know, probably 10% of people who go on a diet sustain weight loss. The success rate with personal training, I think, is higher. It's probably more like, you know, depending on who, I don't know if you've ever done any surveys, but it's somewhere between 20 and 50%, depending on the trainer. I think coaching is going to take us the next step up, and that's what we're trying to accomplish. We want to have people go out and sustain what they learn. We don't, you know, it's a tragedy for people to spend thousands of dollars on training sessions and then stop. You know, and you know, clearly they're a step ahead where they were before, but the investment is down the drain. They have not really established a fit lifestyle. And I think that the mindset of the trainer, which is I want to have clients for years, is great. You know, people like me will sign up because I like having it. You know, I don't like strength training, and it gets done when I have a trainer. I know that's how a lot of people view it. But I'm fit already. You know, I always have been. And I think there are people who want the regular sessions. But for a lot of people, you know, they need to get to a place where they can maintain some changes. And that just require, you know, a different skill set and a complementary one. I mean, I think the combination of training and coaching is probably the best we can do.
Yeah, and with this type of forward thinking, I think it's just an incredibly exciting time to be in the personal training field, just because of services like yours that allow a personal trainer to expand their thought beyond fitness and into total wellness. So I almost called you Coach Meg, but Margaret, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show, and I look forward to getting this interview out. And if you want to send me any of those links via email that you mentioned, then I'll also get those onto the show notes for this podcast.
Well, I'd be happy to do that. Ben, I'm delighted to have the opportunity to reach your audience, and I'm always available for further podcasts. You know, we want to get the word out. People need help. And trainers have made a huge impact. You know, it's a multi-billion dollar industry, and trainers should feel proud of what they're accomplishing. And now we need to build on that.
Well, Meg, thank you.
You're welcome, Ben.
Okay. I'll talk to you later.
Okay. Thank you so much. Bye.
That's today's content from trainfortopdollar.com. Hey, if you feel like you're up against the wall and all this information makes sense, but you really don't quite know how to effectively implement it, you may want to check out the link at trainfortopdollar.com to join the team. And all that is your opportunity to have me help you, to walk you through step by step on how you can enhance your fitness business, nutrition consulting business, or the bottom line of your gym. You can check that out at trainfortopdollar.com, or you can email me, ben@trainfortopdollar.com. If you're self-educated and you want to learn this stuff yourself, then I've got a book. It's over 150 pages, jam-packed with material on how a modern fitness professional can use many, many different techniques to enhance their fitness business. One of the things that Phil talked about in this interview was working with the medical profession. Chapter 2 of this book, the entire chapter is focused on physician networking. It gives you all the forms that you need. It gives you the exact step-by-step conversation that you need to have with the physician's office, and it tells you exactly how to get your physician networking program up and running. That's just one example of many of the techniques that I teach in this book. So you can check that out at trainfortopdollar.com. Until next time, this is Ben Greenfield. And oh, by the way, our next interview is going to be with a professional in the field of wellness. She's going to talk about a wellness certification that personal trainers can get, and that's going to be an interesting discussion. So until next time, this is Ben Greenfield signing out.